Hello, this is Darren.
And this is Paige.
And this is
Where's the Lemonade?
Where we talk about what happens when life throws you lemons.
Make some lemonade?
Maybe. Some weeks it's lemon squares.
Yeah, some weeks it's just lemons.
Yeah. On today's episode...
Is your marriage stuck in a rut?
Or is it just plain boring?
We're here to help you!
Hey, we're back. It's been about, 6 months? Maybe 7 months since we podcasted? It's been a crazy 7 months. We've had a lot going on, I guess.
We have, and I think even when we did a few podcasts 7 months ago, we only did a few podcasts. Like, we haven't been fully back for... We haven't been consistent for a really long time.
No, we haven't, and I blame Suits for that.
the men's wear, but the TV show Suits.
It's all its fault. It consumed us for what, 8 seasons?
We did. We watched it a lot. Okay, but I know our listeners are dying to know why we're back. Right? Aren't you all dying to know?
Because we finished Suits. We finished the
We're in a show. We have free time now.
We have free time. Except you found a new show for us to binge watch, The Rookie.
The Rookie.
We like that show. It's a fun show.
Yeah, it's a good show. Okay, so seriously, you have wanted to come back and podcast for a really long time, and I have been the one that has been hesitant.
Well, and I have my own podcast, Embracing Digital Transformation, that I run, so I get my podcast fix already.
Okay,
but just, I wanted to podcast with you.
Yeah, just brag about your other podcast. That's fine.
It's not bragging.
Get a little, you know.
Self-promotion.
Self-promotion.
That's
there we
right.
go. Okay.
Listen to Embracing Digital Transformation?
No, we actually want you to listen to that one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're getting to the point where we can get...
Start monetizing that one.
Yeah, I think you made like... $1 last month.
I made $1.50.
So people, come on, you can help us out. Help me buy a lemonade. I was just saying I wanted a lemonade.
All right, but seriously, so what were you going to say? Why did we stop podcasting? Why are we doing it again?
Well, like I said, you have been wanting to start back up. I have been feeling that we've kind of said everything that there is to say from our perspective about blended families. Because our podcast originally started as... a blended family podcast.
Yeah, but it never stuck just to blended family.
No, it didn't.
We always talked about how to make lemonade when life throws you lemons.
Right.
Which is in our intro and things like that. So it's kind of already gone that way, but we're even moving further away from blended families. Why is that, Paige? Not just because our youngest are now moving out of the house. We're moving to a different phase.
So sad. We have a junior and a senior.
That's it. That's all that's left.
Anyway, but yeah, I just felt like, do we have anything new to say? Does anybody care about what we have to say? Haven't we said it all? So that's how I kept feeling. But in the last month or so, we've been talking about, we really enjoy doing a podcast together.
We do.
It's fun. It is. It's fun.
It's cheaper than going to marriage therapy.
That is true. And this actually gets us talking a lot about stuff.
Yeah, sometimes I don't want to talk about
it. I was going to say, we should maybe have some episodes that are Where's the Lemonade after the recording. Because Darren doesn't see these things until we're actually recording. Like, I just pulled this up and he was
Paige does all the research for the episodes. And
yes.
Then I'm just a tool.
You get...
I'm just a tool.
I'm gonna leave that one alone. You get the recording set up and all that, and then you literally see what I have put together, the outline. We don't have a script. I just put together an outline. You see that as we're getting ready to record.
Yeah, sometimes as we're recording, I'm reading it going, what?
So yes. If it's anything noteworthy, we might have a longer conversation, a dicier conversation after we stop recording. So maybe.
Yeah, so maybe we should record that. That'll be on our paid version. You can find that on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
If you subscribe, we'll set that up. You can subscribe and see the post episode discussion.
Some outtakes that might be more exciting than the recording. Who knows?
All right, but today we're going to talk about when your marriage is stuck in a rut. Let's get to that.
Oh, wait, we didn't finish talking about our new format.
Oh, okay.
So we're not just going to be talking about blended families. We are going to have one. We're going to, out of the 4 weeks, we're going to talk about four different things. We're going to talk about relationships 1 week. We're going to talk about blended families 1 week. We're going to talk about, what are the other two?
Travel.
Yeah, travel, maybe date ideas, I think one. And then, oh, the other one is we're going to talk about a current event. Because I know you're all dying to have Darren and Paige talk about current events. You need to know how we feel about current events.
We'll obviously pick things that we don't agree on because that's more fun to listen to.
That's really easy. We don't agree on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Until we're done with the conversation, then she obviously agrees with me the whole time.
Oh, yes. Always, always. I think 95% of our conversations end with, let's just agree to disagree. Yeah.
I think she just likes to disagree with me.
You do say that. You're like, why do you want to argue with me?
Yeah.
Because I just do. Okay. Now, back to. So today, we're going to talk about, are you stuck in a rut with your relationship? Because we've been feeling that way, especially after we finished Suits.
Well, yeah, because our whole world revolved around Suits. Darren, do you have time to watch a Suits for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. It's 40 minutes long. Yeah. I can do that.
It's pretty sad. Our date nights, it was like, what do you want to do tonight? Let's get some takeout and watch Suits.
Yeah, we can slam down 5 episodes of Suits in one night.
Oh my goodness. And we did watch Suits on VidAngel.
We had to.
If you don't know what VidAngel is, look it up. It cleans up the language or anything else that's in a show. So we did watch it on VidAngel because there's quite a bit of swearing in it.
Yeah,
so.
I was surprised.
But it is a great show. Talking about, are we stuck in a rut? Are we pretty boring? And so several weeks ago, we were like, hey, date night's coming up. What should we do? And we literally were like, what should we do? So
we planned for how to do dating.
We what?
Yeah, we planned it. We said, what should we do for play? And you said, hey, let's plan out some dates and do something about that. And that's what we ended up doing that night. We didn't go out at all. We just sat around and talked about things that we could do. Ideas. Don't you remember?
No, I don't. I don't remember that at all.
We asked what we absolutely did. And that's what led to your jar idea.
No, Okay.
Don't you remember?
Yes. So the jar idea. So let me explain the jar idea. I have 2 jars. Because I don't know if you guys are like this, but we spend probably a half hour when we go out to dinner going, Where should we go? I don't care. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? And then, you know, one of us might say, well, we should go here. And the other one goes, oh, I just had that
okay,
for
no,
a
while. Okay, no, say the truth there.
I know. It's always Darren that always says, I'm not in the mood for that.
That is not true. I eat anything and everything.
That's true. Anything, anytime. But, okay, so.
And she'll go, no, it's your turn to pick. And I'll go, okay, we're going to do Mexican. She goes, oh, not
that's
Mexican.
Not true. I'll say, do anything except for Indian. I don't like Indian food.
That's right. So and then I say, well, all right, let's go to Mexican. She goes,
I might, if I had that for lunch, I don't want to eat it again for dinner.
I think we all relate to this.
So, anywho.
Okay.
I made 2 jars. 1 jar has like fast casual restaurants. Restaurants we've been wanting to try and restaurants we already like.
Yeah.
The other one is nicer restaurants, sit down, more expensive restaurants, which I don't typically like those. I don't know.
No, but you like sitting down and having dinner.
I don't know. I hate spending money on food. I don't know. I think it's just a waste. But anyway, so we have 2 jars. So a couple weeks ago, we picked one out of the nice jar.
Yeah.
And we went to Sienna. It was a great dinner. But we were trying to decide at dinner, we were trying to decide what we were going to do.
Yeah.
After dinner.
And what did we end up doing?
I said, drive to Kohl's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Remember?
You did. Yeah.
I said, drive to Kohl's. And you said,
why are we going to Kohl's shopping?
Yeah. You were like, no, Christmas just happened. We've spent a lot of money. Why are we going to Kohl's? I'm like, just go to Kohl's. So we went to Kohl's and we got in there and I said, okay, you go pick out 2 outfits for me to try on that you want to see me try on.
It's a trap. And men, it's a trap.
I went and picked out two outfits for you to try on. And then you did ask me if you could pick out lingerie for me to try on, which I said no. This was not that kind of date.
It was a boring date. I told you. No, we had a lot of fun.
It was fun. So you picked out, you actually picked out like four outfits.
I picked
outfits
out four outfits because.
Because you picked out like a, you picked a silly one.
Yeah, you have to do a silly one.
I didn't pick a silly one for you.
No, you didn't.
I picked out, but it was interesting. It's interesting though to see what your, I liked seeing what you, it doesn't mean I'm going to dress that way, but I liked seeing. But I liked
It was the leather booty shorts that she wouldn't put on.
No,
I know,
it was,
I don't get it.
It was actually interesting because
I mean, dressed you preppy.
You did. As anyone knows who knows me, I love clothes. I love shopping. I love buying clothes. I love wearing new outfits. Love it. Love it all. Darren knows this about me. And so I wanted to see, but I mean, I don't get your input very often on what I buy or what I wear. So I was curious to see what you would pick out for me. And it was all preppy. And I used to love, I mean, hello, I'm from the 80s. Preppy works for me.
But you didn't get anything.
I did. I bought that one shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, we bought the one shirt for me.
Oh, yeah. And then the fun outfit I got her, which was the elf costume.
Yep. It was on clearance for $6.
Yeah. It's the outfit from Elf that Jovi wears when she dresses up as an elf.
So we bought that. It was actually, it was cute. And I will wear that.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
And then I picked out two outfits that I wanted you to try on. And you got a chance to see.
And they were preppy outfits.
They were preppy outfits. I love you in preppy outfits. But you didn't want to buy anything.
No, I'm still losing weight.
You're still losing weight, so you want to buy anything yet. But it was fun. We went into, trust me, Kohl's is dead on a Friday night. There was no one there. And so we went, we didn't know if you were supposed to do this or not. We went into a dressing room and we picked the big one and
we changed our clothes right there?
Yeah, we changed. We were in the same dressing room together. I don't know if you're actually supposed to do that in Kohl's, but nobody said anything. And like I said, nobody was there. So it was fun. It was really fun. That was our date.
Yeah, it was fun.
So
doing things, I guess what you're saying is we need to do things that are a little out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Than your typical date night. Of fast food and watching
and
Suits.
Yes. So, not fast food. We don't eat fast food. Fast casual.
Fast casual.
Well, I'm just saying, we would never get Burger King or McDonald's. Gross. We get Chipotle or Thai food.
Our podcast is not sponsored by McDonald's or Burger King now.
but if they want to, we could certainly
I think you killed that one just now.
Hey, I like McDonald's French fries and their sundaes. Okay, so I did some research.
Yep, you did.
On, you know, Mr. Google, and said, you know, stuck in a rut, marriages. What can we do to not be bored in our marriage? Because I think it's important. I think it's important to not be stuck in a rut.
Well, and you found a couple articles, right?
I did.
You can find those on the blog site. We always reference the articles. There's a link there, so you can look at those. But you zoned in on one. Five things of a boring marriage. Five things to...
of a boring marriage.
Well, five things to do to not have a boring marriage.
Yes, to help a boring... So, the first one, ask yourself, Darren.
I'm going to ask
myself. Ask
yourself just now.
Why you feel bored in our marriage.
I don't feel bored in our marriage.
That is true. It was me that was feeling bored in the marriage.
I'm perfectly fine staying home and watching Suits and eating Thai food.
Yes, you are. But you're also, that's one thing I love about you. You will do anything. Like literally, if I say we should stay home tonight and watch TV, you're like, great. If I say, let's go out and go dancing, you would say, great. Like you are flexible. You are great that way. So it says in this article, ask yourself why you feel bored. So it says it's important not to try to simply fix boredom, but to consider the reason behind your feelings.
So, honey,
yes,
why do you
dear?
Feel bored?
it's just like night after night of doing the same thing. I think that's boring.
Okay, so on Monday
monotony.
Nights.
Monotony.
So on Monday nights, we'll watch Tuesday nights, we watch The Bachelor.
Bachelor.
Wednesday nights we'll watch Rookie.
And then Thursday nights we'll watch Rookie, and then Friday nights we'll watch Rookie.
No, we'll throw another show in there. We'll watch a movie on Friday nights.
Okay.
But I see what you're saying. If it's the same thing over and over again, then you become complacent in your relationship.
You do, and I think that it takes, you start not even really communicating with each other. Like, it's just like...
You're just complacent.
You're just on your treadmill of... We know what we're going to do. Let's do it. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, we've done a lot of different fun dates. You remember the one progressive dinner that we did?
Yes. But that was like, 2 years ago. So,
I know, but we can't do the same progressive dinner every week. That'd get boring. I think what we're trying to say is your relationships are always going to go through these ups and downs. And
yes.
You'll be busy with work or grandkids or kids and... The most important relationship you have is the one with your spouse. So you got to spice it up.
Okay. So number one, ask yourself why you feel bored.
Okay.
Okay. So we did that one. Take responsibility for changing.
So this is not changing your spouse.
No.
This is changing you.
So it says, now that you've assessed the issues around why you're bored, it's time to make a change. So it suggested, if you have young children, make sure you're arranging for a babysitter, once a week, every other week, whatever you can afford. Make sure you're going out to dinner or to lunch. Make sure, do day trips, do a weekend getaway, which we just did. We just did a weekend getaway for Darren's birthday, which is in January. I got him tickets to the opera. There was an opera coming to Sacramento, and Darren loves the opera. And
this was a weird opera.
It was a weird opera. It was really weird.
But it was fun. We dressed up.
It was fun.
It's fun. I love dressing up, seeing Paige all dressed to the nines, and everyone's looking at her when we walk in.
Oh, yes. Everyone. Everyone is looking at me. Yeah.
How many comments did you get at the opera about your dress?
Everyone.
I
got a few. People liked my dress.
Yes.
But yes, I'm glad that you think that everyone's looking at me.
They are.
That's really cute.
I'm walking behind you, watching and staring them down.
Gosh. So we just did that. That was really fun. And it was chill. Like, we didn't do a whole lot. We slept in. You were working on your dissertation. I took a nap. Like, it was not anything exciting, but it was just nice to just...
It was different. It was fun.
It was. Just to not have the responsibilities of being at
home.
So
that was very much out of the ordinary.
Yes. So it says in this article, and I like this, it said, make it your job to think outside the box. Step out of the ordinary. So now, obviously, if you're both working full-time, you can't make it your full-time job to think outside of the box for your date nights. But if one of you has a more flexible schedule than the other, maybe you can, that person can take it upon themselves, right? To be like, hey, I'm going to come up with some ideas. But it also has to be balanced. Occasionally, the other person has to step in and say, hey, I'll come up with an idea for this weekend. But
well, and there's also lots of books out there. 100 dating ideas, or we've got one that we scratch off, and they don't cost a lot, and you can do some really fun things without it costing a whole lot. Just change things up, I guess, is what.
And as soon as it starts to get warmer, which here in California it is gorgeous today, there's so much more to do when it's nice outside.
Yeah.
You can go paddleboarding. You can go to the lake and have a picnic. You can go on hikes. Bike rides. There's so many things to do when the weather's nice. It's a little bit trickier when the weather's not nice.
All right. Okay, next one. Consider what you used to do when you weren't bored.
Isn't that interesting? So it said when you first got married, you probably made eye contact in conversation, right? You focused on one another, right?
Right.
Because you were still learning about each other and you were still super interested. And then it says sometimes familiarity needs to be revisited. So it says talk about, like, there's stories and things that have happened that only you and I share and that only you and I know about. Yeah. And it said, take a trip down memory lane.
Like that one time? You remember that one time?
Yep, I do remember. Well, there's lots of one times.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that on the show.
But no, it says, take a trip down memory lane. Like, so when you go out to dinner and if you're like, wow, there's nothing for us to talk about besides
the kids
or work, right? So take, you know, reminisce about when you were dating, about when you, your wedding day or the first year, just reminisce about some of the good times. And I really like that one.
No, I like that one too. Now the eye contact thing, that can be kind of hard.
Because you're looking at your phone?
No, I'm not looking at my phone.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, us men know the trick. Right? You don't have to look at her eyes the whole time. You can look at her eyebrows.
Oh my gosh.
Her ears or her nose.
It gets boring looking in my eyes?
I don't know. No, it's some people feel uncomfortable looking in other people's eyes.
Well, not when you're married. Do you feel uncomfortable looking in my eyes?
No, I don't, but I know people that do.
Looking at their spouse's eyes? That's weird. If you're uncomfortable looking at your spouse's eyes.
I'm really sorry for all the people my wife just offended out there.
You need to get some counseling if you're uncomfortable looking in your spouse's eyes. I'm just going to put that out there.
I'm really sorry for the offense that she just put on all those
Okay,
people.
Number four. Be spontaneous. Change up your routine.
You know, I think this has become an issue because of COVID. I work from home now.
Yes.
Right. So before, the house was your...
It was my domain.
Domain. Now, the house is my domain and your domain together.
Yep.
Which I think is hilarious because you moved me from my man cave upstairs to the office downstairs, which is in the center of her domain. So,
well, it's because I wanted the game room to truly be a game room.
I think you just want me around.
I do. I want you within 10 feet of me all day freaking long. You've got it right.
I'm at home more than you are now.
Yeah, that is very true. That is true. Okay, but yes, be spontaneous. So instead of turning on the TV.
That's an easy go-to,
That's
right?
an easy go-to. It said turn on some music. Dance. Talk about your... What music was at your wedding? Or what was our song when we were dating? Like, dance to those. It says, if you're bored with your routine, change the routine.
Well, there's a lot of really interesting things that you may not even think of. Some of the routines you can do is go to a high school sporting event. They're pretty cheap, typically,
right? Yeah, they are.
And that could be a lot of fun And then that'll bring back memories of when you were in high school that you could share with your spouse. Maybe you went to high school together.
Yep.
Or... There's always community things going on. You'd be surprised at how many community events there are in wherever you live.
Yep.
There's lots going on that you can expand.
Well, it was interesting. Even when we were on our little getaway, we just went 25 minutes away. Like, we did not go far. And we spent the night at a hotel. And we were chilling. But then I found this mansion that was just 10 minutes away from our hotel, 10 minutes walking for free that you can tour. And we went and did that.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, we learned a little bit about the history in California.
Yeah, and it's just interesting that there's things that are so close to your home that you haven't even explored. And they don't have to cost much money. So anyway, be spontaneous. Be spontaneous.
Okay, this next one I think is hilarious.
Okay.
It's start a new habit together.
Why is that hilarious?
Because it's a habit, which means it's repetitive,
okay.
Which means it then becomes boring later on.
Oh my gosh. Well, not for a bit.
Not for a bit. All right. So one of the ones they had, I think this one's funny as well, Milkshake Monday. And in our house, if you have a Milkshake Monday, you have an upset Monday night, upset tummy Monday night.
And a tired Tuesday for being upset tummy all night. Yeah. Yes, I
But
cannot...
no, I like this idea where
I do too.
Every Thursday morning we're going to go, and we did this. We weren't stuck in a total rut. We started playing pickleball Monday mornings,
just you and I. Yep.
That was fun.
It was fun. We need to get back to that. We've been hit and miss. But yeah, it says to not have a boring marriage, it might take some doing some exciting things together. Or like you said, just making like one special, like, yeah, I kind of like that idea. Like one day a week is special. It's whatever it is for just you and your spouse. And
do you think this is even more important as you become empty nesters?
Yes.
Which we're getting close to, right? We've got a year and a half and Paige is going to be crying every day because she misses the boys.
Yep. I think it's really important because, man, your days can just run into one another. So you could do Taco Tuesday, Milkshake Monday.
Everything's around food, huh? I'm just saying. You can volunteer. There's plenty of places that will take volunteers where you can go volunteer for 2 or 3 hours a week.
Yep.
On the same day. And that could be a really great thing to do as a couple. Or even do individually, because now you have something to talk with your spouse
about. Yes. I was gonna say it does. I mean, this did say to start a new habit together, but I think it's also equally as important to do things on your own. And then you have something to talk about, right? Like, hey, I did this today and now I'm going to share this. So,
yeah. Or, hey, so-and-so was really funny at the food bank where I was today, where someone brought in, 5,000 pounds of mashed potato pearls and, what we do with it. We didn't know what to do with it. Little things that you do every day that will bring up conversation and help you continue to connect with your spouse.
Sounds good. Sounds like we're not stuck in a rut anymore.
I don't think we were really stuck in a rut. We were just sad because Suits ended. That's all it was. You were just going through withdrawals.
Show hole.
You missed Harvey. You missed him.
All right, our lemonade moment of the week
has to do with our little getaway. So because I've been attending the same hotel chain for 30 years, we get access to the club lounge, which is really kind of cool because they have desserts at night and we get free breakfast in the morning. So it's kind of fun. So we go to the lounge to get dessert and they had chocolate cheesecake there. And we were like, yes, we'll come back later and get that. After we go eat some dinner, we'll come back and get a chocolate cheesecake. We came back and there was a family in there with 4 little kids and they took all the chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah, they were sitting there with all these cheesecakes in front of them. I think they were going to take them back to their hotel
room. I don't know. Those kids looked like they took one bite and it was like, I'm going to take one bite and throw it away. And I was like, are you kidding me? I wanted that chocolate cheesecake.
But... the lemonade from that is that because there was no chocolate cheesecake, it saved me from getting a stomach ache that night. Because I would not have been able to resist the chocolate cheesecake.
So, all right. So we found some lemonade.
We did. Even though we literally were like, seriously? And we asked the lady that worked there.
Is there any more in the back?
And she said, nope, we're all out. And we're like, kids, little kids.
I know. I was like, I'm going to go steal that chocolate cheesecake from that kid. I don't care if they took a bite out.
If you like today's episode,
give us 5 stars on iTunes, Spotify, Google.
And head to Facebook and like us.
And check out our blog at whereslemonade.org.
Where you can leave questions and comments.
But most of all,
go out and make some lemonade.
You betcha, baby. Mm-hmm.